Have you ever wondered if gardening is not just for gardeners? Does it have other benefits? Well, the community garden has taken over from the GAP project in Dorchester. It's now run by the Volunteer Centre. So let's go and find out a bit more.
I'm Jerry. I'm running the project on behalf of Dorset Volunteer Centre, and our aim is to make a community space, and it's to bring as many people and organisations together. And this is going to be very different from a lot of community gardens in the fact that is what we're saying is that it's people first before the garden. And I think that's really important because it's about teaching people how they can work together. So we are going to have as many people as possible involved with this. We want as many organisations involved. So the aim of this is how we can make sure that we've got a green space, that we're very much linking with nature. So this is going to become a stepping stone, a pathway for as many people who are perhaps struggling, have challenges within society, within the local area, to come together.
How can they find you?
So they can find us via Dorset Volunteer Centre. We're also going to be reaching out to as many people as possible, as many organisations, so we're going to be coming to people as well.
Well, that's what it's all about, but why was I invited?
You are here today because we are having an open day at our community gardens. It's just a chance for us to meet some people in the community, residents, people from organisations that might be willing to get involved with the community gardens. We're hoping to make it a real co-produced space, so by getting people in early, we can discuss how to best go forward with the project.
I've just spoken to Jerry, and he's very enthusiastic about what the future might bring. How do you feel about it?
I am also enthusiastic. Yeah, we're very lucky to have Jerry on board leading the project. He's got a lot of background in supporting people, and we want this to be a space where people feel supported and happy to come to. Yeah.
Now, this isn't the only thing you're involved with. If it's a volunteer centre, what's on offer?
Well, we do all things volunteering. If you're interested in volunteering, you can come to us and we'll match you to the perfect role. If you're an organisation that has volunteering opportunities, we can advertise those for you. We also do lots of free training and lots of small projects for referrers in the area.
Well, it looks like the opportunities are vast if you want to get involved with the Volunteer Centre. Thanks to Chloe for telling me why I was there. So, next I went to meet a member of the Green Team.
I'm Robin. I have been working for the Green Team at the Volunteer Centre for the last 3.5 years. And we're here today at Red Cow Farm, which is just by the river. And this space was originally set up as the GAB project. We've been asked to take it over and look after it. It's a fabulous site. We've got a nice long polytunnel there, plenty of beds to grow things. And today's really about inviting people from the community to come and have a look around and enlisting people to get involved, because we think it's a lovely space. But to keep it going in the long term and help it, be a benefit for people, we need people to get involved.
Right, okay. And what would they expect to do and what would they expect to see?
Well, at the moment, I think we're really gathering ideas about how people want to use the space. We, as the Green Team, we've been running a couple of allotment plots for the last, three and a half years. And we find with just getting people outside sometimes, they're not even doing that. So, you know, there's the opportunity to get outside. It's a very simple thing, gardening, you know, looking after plants, watching them grow. But it's also an opportunity to socialise, to slowly start conversations, help build up people's confidence and
Therapeutic, really.
Very therapeutic, yeah.
Marvellous. So what do you grow here?
Well, here, literally, we've only been looking after this space since April. So it's very much in a state of flux. We've got a load of nice herbs that were planted, mints and thymes and verbenums, yarrow, lovage, some old-fashioned stuff. We've set up a couple of beds that were growing sweet corn and beans and things like that in. And at the moment, the rest of the plot is basically a wildflower garden full of borage and poppies and fathead, Californian poppies. We've got oxide daisies, all the usual.
It's quite a sight, actually. Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Cornflowers, as you say.
Yeah, well, we've got coal tits and robins nesting in the hedgerows around us. Got a little pond at the bottom there as well.
It's quite secluded, isn't it? The listeners can probably hear the traffic going by, but you wouldn't really see it. It's well covered, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I think the hedges mean it's a really nice enclosed space. Yeah, I think it's going to be a lovely safe space for people.
That's Robin from the Green Team. Well, what about visitors? Well, there were some special guests, the Mayor and Mayoress of Dorchester.
I think this is a wonderful, refreshing opportunity for people who, if we said the issues, can come here, relax and recover and work with nature to help themselves recover from whatever they've got or help them move on with it. It's a nice open space here. There's lots of potential for them to do various things, and that may come down to what the committee decide or what the volunteers want to do. So, no, it's an exciting time for what was the GAP project. What it will be called in the future, we don't really know, but exciting times.
Is the council going to help in any way?
I'm sure that the council will be helping at some stage. It would be wrong for me to commit without knowing more information about what is required. And I know that the council generally likes to support something if a project comes forward rather than just donate money that might go into a bottomless pit. So we will see what applications are made to the town council or Dorset Council and see where that goes from there.
So how will that benefit the community generally, do you think?
Well, I think sometimes we people with medical issues or challenges, too often medicine is prescribed for them. And sometimes it's just fresh air, being supported, having the opportunity to chat to people who understand the issues that you may or may not be having, will make a big benefit to those people. So this is a bit different, a bit alternative, but potentially could be a really good source for help for people.
Now I have Julie Fry, who is the mayoress, and we're looking at some lovely flowers. Just describe them for me.
Oh, it's a beautiful bed of wildflowers. So there's some lovely red poppies and pink poppies. I must confess I'm not the greatest gardener, so I don't know all of them, but it's a real riot of beautiful colours of purples and yellows and oranges and reds. It's just lovely, and the breeze is just making it move just gently. It's just really pretty and calming.
Well, that's the idea of this project.
Absolutely. I've just been talking to one gentleman who was telling me all about the work that he does here and the things that he does for the volunteer service that isn't here, but around and about. And it's just amazing the width of stuff that the volunteer service do. But this is just an amazing, calming space for people to come and either work in or just enjoy the peace and quiet. We were talking to Jerry and he was talking about the great plans that they've got. So it would be lovely to come back over a period of time and actually see how it's developing and changing with their different ideas and their different ways forward.
And that's Julie Fry, Mayoress of Dorchester. Now, if you want to get in touch with the Volunteer Centre, the Dorset Volunteer Centre, which is based in Dorchester, then go to our website, keep106.com, and you'll find the information there.